brother. What's up?
This is a deep recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
All right, good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And how you doing, Evan?
I'm doing so well. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Happy New Year to you. And I want to say to this brand new audience.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since I've been home. And who was it that said, there's no place like home? There's no place like home.
Dorothy.
Yeah. Well,
Dorothy.
I'm saying it now. There's no place like home. There's no place like home, man. It's been home for 67 years for me, going on 68, and to have an opportunity to talk to my community is what I've longed for. And I'm so excited about this brand new radio station, WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw.
And 101 FM, The Shaw, are on the air. We've just kicked off today. I'll be on Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. until somewhere around the middle of February, when the new studio is up and running, and my hours will be 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
How beautiful is that?
Monday through Friday, and I'm so excited. I've got a lot to say, but I want to get right at this. You know, I've been saying this for a long time. The city leadership has changed from all positions of leadership to county executive to, you know, superintendent over the last 3 or 4 years, to police chief, to sheriff, you know, to county supervisor, I mean, county executive, to chairman of the county board, you know, to the city attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over, there's been a complete change in leadership in the city of Milwaukee. And the only holdover had been Mayor Tom Barrett. And I remember constantly saying, he's been here too long. The entire landscape has changed. It's time for that change. And here we are. We're in the process of that changing. So we've got many who have thrown their hat in the ringer to become the next mayor of the city of Milwaukee. It's been 17 years since we had a new face in that office. And so none other than Sheriff Ernell Lucas is on the line. He is a candidate for mayor for the city of Milwaukee. How you doing, Sheriff Lucas?
I'm doing well, Earl. And I want to thank you, and I thank your listening audience for having me on here. It's wonderful to hear your voice back on the airwaves.
You know, let me begin by giving you a few minutes for you to explain to the listening audience why you are running for mayor.
Well, I feel, Earl, thank you for the question, that I'm the candidate who has the vision and leadership to move Milwaukee to the next level. I have experience, spent years working in the Milwaukee Police Department, rising to the rank of captain. Went over to Major League Baseball, and for 17 years, protected the national pastime, ensuring that 75 million fans at the Major League level, 40 million at the minor league level, enjoyed a baseball game. And then to have the high honor to come back here to Milwaukee to serve as the 65th sheriff of Milwaukee County. It's been a truly rewarding career where I have experience, leadership, managing people, and managing budgets that I can bring to Milwaukee at this critical juncture right now. Earl, our city needs leadership. is need leadership in so many areas, and certainly my record of managing people and managing budgets, I think positions me best to move this city forward. And those are reasons and more why I am so humbled by the opportunity of being Milwaukee's next mayor.
So I got a lot of questions to ask you, Sheriff Lucas, but I want you to begin what you see in this city. What are the most critical things that need, if you are fortunate enough to become the next mayor of the city of Milwaukee, what are the most critical areas that you need to begin to address?
Well, first and most importantly, Earl, the city of Milwaukee, certainly we have a crime problem here. We have a problem with crime and violence, unlike any time I've ever seen in my professional career. We need a leader who can come in and work with the police department, with the fire and police commission, and with our community to find strategies and solutions to do two things. One, we need law enforcement to go out here and impact the amount of crime, violence, and recklessness that we are seeing in our city right now. And then we have to have leadership that is working to provide the level of justice, social justice, and reform that our community so desperately needs in its law enforcement. That's certainly first and foremost in our community. Secondly, we have a problem, Earl, with the housing in our city, so that in development, so that neighborhoods all across Milwaukee are not rising at the level that we see in downtown Milwaukee. We see neighborhoods, Earl, on the north side, whether it's in Harambe or whether it's in Garden Homes or right in the neighborhood of Rose Park, used to be thriving neighborhoods and now and bustling business communities. Now that's no longer the case. And same when you go over on Milwaukee South Side, neighborhoods that were once thriving neighborhoods. And we don't see that type of growth and development that we see in other parts. We need that change, and we need it now. Then finally, we certainly have to get through this pandemic right now. We've seen the onset of the Omicron variant. It certainly has led to an uptick in the amount of positive cases here in the city of Milwaukee. We've got to solve that problem. But not only that, Earl, not only that. We have had a lead problem here in the city of Milwaukee for years that the people have been asking leadership to do something about. And not just lead in the water, but the issues with lead paint in homes that is leading to issues with our children, with our health, of all of our people, our seniors. Complex challenges and issues here in the city of Milwaukee. And I feel that I have that experience and that leadership to address those issues and help this city rise.
So, Sheriff Lucas, at the root of many of those issues that you just brought to the forefront happened to be a relationship at the state level that does everything within its power to not allow the city of Milwaukee the resources that it certainly needs to be able to move forward. What is your relationship with those on the state level, and what do you plan on doing to improve relationships with the legislature in the state of Wisconsin and its relationship with the city of Milwaukee?
Well, one, I feel I bring fresh perspectives and new ideas to the challenges that we face here in Milwaukee. Others have long been and working in government, but I come from an outsider perspective where I've had experience in bringing people together, whether it was working in a neighborhood, in a district to bring people together to solve crime problems, whether it was working at Major League Baseball to put on successful major events, and then working right here in Milwaukee County to address issues with those persons entrusted to our care in the jail. And so I feel that certainly my ability to work with people on both sides of the aisle, and no matter what side of the aisle you sit on, I have the ability, Earl, to bring people together and get people to see the common goal and the common good that Milwaukee needs to be the economic engine of this state. And the way we get to do that is to get this city moving again by partnering and working together. I want to bring that change to City Hall.
You know, Sheriff Lucas, I don't have to tell you that it doesn't matter which economic indicator you point at. Our beloved city of Milwaukee is the worst shape, the worst condition of almost any comparable city in the entire nation. And that has to be addressed. How do you begin, or how would you begin to address those negative economic indicators that really everybody knows is at the root of the crime problem in this city?
Well, there's no doubt that education, employment, other opportunities are a barrier to people making and living, having a living wage and really getting out of the situation, poverty and other things. Earl, I'm confident that we can find ways, we can find solutions. I was just reading a report the other day that because of the pandemic over the course of the last years, that there are businesses that are certainly looking to invest in the city and invest in ways that we can help grow this city. We can find workers right here in Milwaukee to work in businesses, have a job, an opportunity to make a living wage, put a roof over their head, raise their families. And so we just have to find a way to bring everybody together to have those discussions about how we're going to grow this economy, get away from those negative indicators. We hear so many people talking negatively.
Sheriff Lucas, I got to get you to hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Sheriff Ernell Lucas is on the line. We'll be right back.